Yo, we back at it again. We over here. We got my man, Live Bird, in the building. What's up, Ben?
What it do?
Shit, you know how it is, man. Another day above ground, which is always better than what it could be. So,
blessings on blessings.
You already know what it is, man. Throughout this whole time and shit, you know, we was talking about COVID on the previous episode, but another thing about this whole COVID shit, yo, we still married.
We still married
out this bitch.
I'm
real.
About to be up on year five, B. Couple of weeks, year five.
That's a bet. That's blessings on that.
Year five, coming up, man. I survived another one.
Yeah, your wedding was lit, yo. Coming in on that Wu-Tang shit. That shit was fucking classic.
You know? But we still in marriage, man. How's the marriage been holding up here?
You know what? The marriage has been going... Yo, the marriage will fucking... This COVID shit going to test the shit out your marriage, Jack. It's not necessarily in a negative way, but you really got to like your partner. You know what's funny when people say...
You don't just got to love them. You got to like them.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one time that you, when, you know what I mean, you love your wife, but do you like her though?
Because the divorce rate has been up since COVID. Right,
but do you like her is the question. So, I mean, but me and my wife, man, things have been going good. We've been blessed abundantly.
Okay.
In all avenues, but I can see where we both getting on each other nerves, though.
It's bound to happen.
And the reason, because about to say, we definitely doing motherfucking 23-1 off the break. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't help now with the kids. Doesn't help now with the kids going to school. But I mean, because before we would used to get up, go to work. Now, you know, my wife going to work with a muumuu on and a bonnet. I'm going to work with the hooping shorts and the beater. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you gonna get this work today regardless. You know what I mean? But just for her, because that was what you look forward to. You look forward to coming home to your spouse after a long day's work.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But now, I'm working in the basement. She working in the living room. You know what I'm saying? But there is some good moments in that because, you know, I don't mind, you know, cooking, you know, breakfast or lunch for, you know what I'm saying? Or if I need a break and need to talk to her about something, she right there. Instead of, you know, when she at work, you know, she might be in a meeting. She can't talk, but now she there. You know what I mean? So now it allows me to actually grow more with her because she's there all the time.
That's one of the things that's crazy with it too, you know. You got four kids at home though too with it. That's the other thing. Like working, four kids, you also are helping them with school too.
Yeah. I mean,
talk about what that looks like on a daily basis.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, my house is fucking lit, but sometimes it's just lit for the wrong reasons. Cause you know, Morgan, she ain't with the fuck shit at all. So now she is, yo, she, you know, she got a little weight on her. So now she be flexing on Reed and Hannah when they be cutting up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she like JoJo's second mother, so JoJo got it good. But Reed and Hannah, like, they can get the blues. They can get the blues from Morgan. And then Reed, he'll see that and be like, oh, I'm going to give Hannah the blues. And then, you know, Reed tried to, muscle me a couple minutes ago, talking about, yo, Dad, can you, you know, he coming downstairs all grumpy or whatever. I said, what you grumpy for? He's like, yo, man, if you get me this toy, I ain't going to be grumpy no more. I'm like, son, you got the game fucked up. Like, that's not how this shit works. Because he said, I know. I got to be good for me to get stuff. Yeah, that's how I work, yo. You can't just tell me this is what I want and you going to give it to me. No, that's not how this work, brother. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is, man.
Well, hey, I'm about to start. I mean, I'm cracking the whip, but that shit about to, boy, it's about to be lit for real. But, I mean, my house is entertaining, and, I mean, I wouldn't change it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't change it.
Facts. Shoot, on my end, man, biggest thing for me is just like, similar like you said, if you don't like your spouse or whoever you at home with, shit could go left.
Way left.
I'm thankful I ain't in that situation. Like, we got an understanding. We like each other. We could laugh. We could joke. We could not talk to each other for a point in time, whether because we're working. Unfortunately, with my job, I'm not a fan of it. But, you know, I'm going to follow protocol until I don't want it or like it anymore. But I got to be on screen a good majority of the time.
Yeah.
The downside is I have 2-year-old twins, and if one of them twins get up in my lap, they become the
rap.
Entertainment
of say it's a rap.
The Google Meet, the Zoom Hangout, whatever it is we are using, and it's over. And my daughter wants to be seen. My son don't care as long as he could just say hi to people. But outside of that, in regards to the marriage, like, it's going to get tested. It got tested, you know? Like,
yeah.
To the simple fact of you might not say good morning or might not hear it, it's going to be tested.
It's
a conversation you think you had that you didn't have, or you miscommunicated something. It starts off good, but then it could end.
Yeah, it started off because even trying to even link up to do this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Struggle. You know, niggas be like, so you meeting them up at 2?
What time you gonna be back?
What the fuck you mean? What time trying to be back? Well, I mean, you know it's COVID, but
how long you gonna take?
But when you ripping and running. You know, my wife got fucked these kids Fridays for real. Where she try to find a way to get out, link up with somebody. She going out to the mall.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like she ripping and running. You know what I'm saying? But let me want rip and run. And no. It's questions. What's your old from Menace Society where he hit you with the, you know, you fucked up, man.
You fucked up, right?
Yeah, I mean,
bad laid back
with
you
it.
You fucked up, right?
Exactly, you know what I mean?
But you know the crazy part about it is like, on my end, like, I'm cool with it. Like, I know she got tons
too.
Of friends. She got
me too.
Sorority sisters. She got a lot going on. On my end, you know, I got people out here, but I'm not always just out and about. She got a lot of business moves being handled right now, so I get it. There are times, though, when, as men, we need our own time. We need our own space. And getting out sometimes it's good. Like
that Jhené Aiko song, what's that shit say when she be like, she say, what the fuck she say? Oh, fuck me time is we time.
No,
ladies is taking that shit a little too literal.
We time, but you know what?
That's cut that shit out.
That's some selfish shit.
But
too,
cut that shit out, though. Like, I need my time, too.
But we all need our time.
Exactly.
Like,
them,
the
too.
The day, I don't want to be
right.
Up underneath you 24-7. Yeah, we can have our time.
So if my wife won't go out, go. Go ahead, be safe, wear the mask, wash your hands, go ahead, go, like, because you an individual. You got, like you said, sorority sisters, you got your other friends, you know what I mean? You want to get your hair done, your nails done, you want to do some retail therapy or whatever, get busy. Do what you got to do for real, you know what I mean? At the same time, when it's time for me to do that, don't turn into 5-0.
Bro, I be feeling, like I'm with the kids 24/7. I ain't gonna lie. Like, and you know what's crazy it is? Because in my head, I be like, damn, I'm out the house. But I be wondering, like, is she struggling? Are they going crazy? Are they going ham? Because I know how it is.
Yeah.
There are some days, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It be easy with me. I ain't gonna lie. It's easy with me sometimes with the kids. Like, they don't get at me. They don't want to be all on me. And I've noticed that, especially just being home with COVID. But then there are some days where they just... Daddy home, we about to go ham on him today. But with mommy, I know they going crazy. So at times
I
do feel bad.
I think, you know what?
It's a different feeling with dad.
It's a different feeling with moms than it is with dad. Because mm-hmm. Kiana will say, y'all got a whole ass daddy over there. Why y'all not jumping on him?
Facts.
And Hannah be like,
same thing you said, Mom.
And Hannah be like, because we love dad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Hannah,
you know,
my girl, yo.
You know me? And, you know what I'm saying? So with that, I understand what she's saying, you know, man. And, you know, we love our kids to death, you know what I mean? But like you said, we all need our time. So I ain't here. I'm not no dictator. So, Kiana, you want to go out, you going to do that shit anyway.
Right, do what you got
to
do.
You do what you do. I just want to say.
Bring that ass home.
Bring that ass here, girl. And then let's just, you know what I mean? Just be safe about that shit.
Yeah.
But speaking of marriage, though, right? So I know you up to date. I know you heard about what's going on down in the NBA bubble with your man.
My man was trying to get some bubble, but lo and behold, my man was married. And I was on his side, yo. I was on fam's side until I found out he was married. And that messed it up for me, man. It messed it up.
Either way, if y'all don't know, it's a guy by the name of Daniil House Jr. from the Rockets. He got sent home from the NBA bubble because apparently one of the COVID testers
came to his room
on a late night shit. And, you know, he was trying to get some cutty.
Big brother was watching.
Somebody bursted his bubble for real. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Houston, we got a problem.
We got a problem.
Got a whole ass problem for real.
Because y'all going to take this L, and I ain't a Lakers fan, but y'all already was taking the L. Now you definitely taking the L that your sixth man is going home. And when he goes home, Lord knows if he's going home to a happy home because the man was married and his wife.
Ain't nothing happy about that home now, bruh. Especially when we just checked the IG before we got on this bitch. And the first thing he said out of her mouth is, reap what you sow. That's it.
With the little plan at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
With the plan at the bottom. That killed me.
Oh, no. That's like when you get a text like, we need to talk. Like, you nervous all day after hearing that shit, man. Like, your day is ruined.
Yeah.
Your day is ruined. So now you got the joint saying, reap what you sow. At the end.
It's crazy, yo.
Ooh-wee. But here's the thing, though. So, I mean, of course it's going to be rumors because we never going to know the whole truth or nothing but the truth from that shit, right? Well,
the fact of the matter is if he wasn't married, would this be wrong? No.
Hell no.
I'll be all for it, bro.
Get your cheeks, nigga.
Do what you got to do and keep it there, right? The downside and the wrong side, you're married. You took something back. You know you got Big Brother watching. And we know it happens. Like, we know it happens. Let's not act like it don't happen. Like, hey, you know, you away from your wife. But I ain't gonna lie. I'm not a Stephen A. fan anymore. But Stephen A. said it.
Yeah.
You gotta have something set up for these brothers to bring their family in or be able to have some type of extracurricular activity while in this bubble. And I felt what he was saying when it came to that. Because at the end of the day, yeah, I'm on a business trip, but I'm playing ball every other day, and I'm seeing women. What you think is going to happen? You're going to be tested, right? We're going to be tested. The flesh is going to be tested. And let's be all honest. We've been there before. We've all been tested. He has been down there pretty long. Let's think about it. He's been down there 3-4 months now.
Yeah.
And his wife ain't down there.
Yeah.
So you end up, and we don't know, and let's also say this is speculation.
It's allegedly.
I don't know the man personally. I don't even know who the woman is or what she looks like.
I don't know it either.
But to the realm of another player from another sport, homeboy from the Seahawks, who tried to bring the Karen. He tried to bring the Karen back to his room.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, like, well, it's all right. He trying to get some cutty. I get it. My man is in training camp. He, you know, he want to do what he do. He wasn't married. He was young, and he was a rookie. But here's where he messed up. He was bringing a Karen back. And we don't know what House was bringing back, but he was wrong for his
marriage. But they were trying to bring the Karen back wearing a Seahawks jersey, though.
But, bruh.
Fucking dummy.
What's the difference? True, dummy. But what's the difference from when we was on campus? We seen dudes sneak girls in suitcases.
Yeah, so we know what
you know what the repercussions of shit looks like. I mean, we ain't losing our job and our finances over it. We might have got, you know, oh, you on probation in O'Connell or some shit like that. But at the end of the day, you was good money. You knew what it was. Dudes are messing up their livelihood. They messing up their relationships, their marriages, whatever the case is. They're not thinking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's say, we talked about this too. We said, was he taking the fall for another player?
First and foremost, before we get to that, because that is a whole other subject in itself. I mean, me being married, it's not a piece of pussy out here worth child support payments on four kids.
Child support.
It ain't.
Nigga, one is enough.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't got Diddy money. So
four kid or alimony or what was the line? The fuck? was it? I think it was Hov when he was like, you got another man teaching your son how to play catch or some shit. Bruh. Like, no. No
other man is
no.
Is in the household. Nah,
no, no. It's me, Jack. So, no. Nah, so it
nobody
ain't
else raising my kid. Nobody else talking to my kid. Nobody else going to be called daddy.
Right.
Squash
right.
all that. And that's the shit that I think about, too, when it comes down to it. I'd be like, hold on.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Nah, is it worth it? And I don't care how good you look. I don't care what situation you got. I got to think about that on the
back. You got to, because, I mean, yo, I'm not going, you know. I mean, I take my humble hat off for a second. Like, yo, I ain't an ugly nigga. I'm a chubby nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's going to be a demographic where it might be like, yo, a nigga might, they might be feeling the kid. But at the same time, it damn sure ain't worth child support payments. And I know neither one of our wives is ugly. We know they can bag and tag just like the rest of them. It could be reciprocated either way. So it's not even a game that you want to play.
The crazy,
you know
part,
what I'm saying?
The crazy part about it is when I look at it, like, you know, I'm 100 with it. Like I say all the time, like,
God be.
I be feeling like Martin when the nigga went to the gym and he had his ring and he lost his shit. Like, I be like, yo, do I still got it? And then I be forgetting to myself, like, bro, you got it no matter what. Ring or no ring.
Yeah.
Like, you got it, period. Like, that's the, because people may say I'm cocky with it, but I'm not. I'm confident with my shit. And with me being confident, it's like, oh, I already know I'm good. But the fact of the matter is like, will I even risk it?
It's not worth the risk.
Like, because the risk, like, I tried to tell somebody the other day, like, amount of money. Like, you don't live right. Like, even my boy, all right? I try to put him, he's like, yo, I know you with this single, you single. And I told him that. I said, but when you combine two, it's more. But also, you got more expenses. So don't think just because I'm married, I got more shit.
Hell no.
More money, bro.
What? Nigga, no, what?
We just got more shit to buy more shit to be in more shit. That's all it is. Outside of that, I can more finagle and do some shit in regards to money, but think about now when two become one again.
Right.
You just upped your expenses, my nigga. Like, now I gotta deal with paying for child support. I gotta deal with paying or giving money for something else. Nah, come on, yo.
Nah, man. It's just not, yo, fellas, it ain't worth it, yo.
Sound good.
It sound cool, but if you gonna be a real nigga about this shit, I would rather you
end it and figure out how to move forward.
Or if you try to be on some G shit, you can even ask for the threesome with the chick, but I don't like your odds with that either. I would rather you
know your wife.
Know your wife to know your life, Jack. So if you know that threesome shit ain't going to pop, don't even risk that shit, homie. Know your wife, my nigga. But like you said, so of course, it's his side, the girl's side, and the truth. So, you know, we've heard rumors that he really was just taking the fall for another player, a more marquee player than himself.
Do you take the fall?
No.
As a man? You're not taking a fall?
No.
For your man, for your team?
If I'm married, absolutely not. Because like you just said,
he threw 50K at you. Yo, bro, I can't go down. You got to take this. You got to bite this.
You know what I would do? If that's the case, I would call my wife ahead of time. Like, look, bro, look. My man said he gonna give me this bread. He got caught doing some shit, but hey, I would rather do that and then at least let her be in on it. So
she ain't posting. She ain't with you. So
yeah. Nah.
So let me ask you this though: what happens if
if it wasn't, it's one of them things. Like you gotta hold yourself accountable. You know the rules, just like I know the rules. So it's just kind of difficult for me because now you're getting sent home. So in essence, you just got fired from your job.
I don't think they're gonna fire him. I think
no. But what I mean by that is,
yeah, like you got sent home. Basically,
you got sent home from your job
for some shit that you
over a cheating allegation, and now you're saying you didn't do it, but you're not gonna drop dime on who the culprit really was. So I understand you not wanting to drop dime. You know what I'm saying? Because of the G code.
The bro code got broken.
I don't know if the bro, I mean, does the bro code get broken in that? Because
to.
you
got to protect you first.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So even if he throw the bread at me, or even if he threw the bread at me, I would be 100 with my wife. Like, look, yo, this shit about to come out. I didn't do it.
Well, did
matter of fact.
But what happens if he couldn't get in contact with his wife? Because it literally came, the way it came out.
Yeah.
It was like it came out later, right? Like literally as it happened.
I mean,
we don't know if there was or wasn't lag time. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Honestly, it's a lot of shit.
He probably didn't. He also didn't get the word until it probably was put out.
I mean, I would look at it from. I mean, it's a hard.
How do you get in front of that bullet? It's tough.
I mean, I know you ain't gonna be in the front of the bullet like you standing there to take the bullet. You just, at this point, you basically diving at the shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like how the movies when the nigga gets shot at and you just jump and you take the bullet for him type of shit. Because you, like you said, you can't stand into it because, you know, NBA knew what they knew and they did what they did with it. I'm just saying, I think that that's a tough situation because you don't. Because you got to go home to your wife, yo. And for
your
her.
Kids.
But for her.
And it's similar to what Hov said, right? We go back to what Hov said in regards to, you know, and I got to explain this to Blue.
Yeah.
Like, either way, you're going to have a conversation with your wife.
The issue.
You got to also have it with your kids.
The issue with this is that you. Nobody likes to be embarrassed.
Of course not. Wow.
So, for her to find out. From Wojnarowski, or whatever, however the fuck you pronounce his name, from ESPN, that your husband got sent home for bringing a woman in the hotel room that ain't you, and you finding this out on ESPN. So I can only imagine what her group me chats was looking like, her phone, her text messages, all that shit was blowing up, you know what I'm saying? And
man, listen.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you know that that's the repercussions. But if you're saying you didn't do it, do you tell?
In this day and age, right?
Do you tell though?
In this day and age, I'm gonna say this. In this day and age of social media, things travel faster than a speeding bullet, right?
Yeah.
So you know, God rest his soul, Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
He out in Colorado.
Oh yeah.
He had his situation.
Yeah.
Shit, Patrick Ewing. Had his situation.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan, his situation. Like, just because of the times of social media right now, it changes how things look. No matter what.
That's a fact.
No matter what, you still got to have the end result. You got to have to talk with your wife. You got to do something. Something has to be done. So, for me, nah. I ain't. For my boy, for the bro code, nah. I can't. I don't care what money you throw at me. Even if the organization threw money at him, it ain't worth it.
It's not worth it. It's not worth the backlash of what that conversation would be like.
Not even just that conversation. The humiliation of my family. Of her.
Yeah.
Of her more so. Because now she lives with that. People see that. And it's heightened now at a sense because she didn't put something else out there.
So you're right. Because what's the likelihood
of that, something coming out?
No, or what's the likelihood that what you're saying, you pleading your innocence, is legit? You see what I'm saying?
It's because already out there.
If it's already out there that I'm being sent home because I cheated on you, and now I'm claiming my innocence, and if I be like, all right, well, it wasn't for me. It was James Harden, just for example. You're not... You telling the world that James Harden, the girl was for James Harden to save your ass, then you're snitching big time. You know what I'm saying?
You about to be like homeboy who was with the Lakers and went to Boston.
Right. You D'Angelo Russell with this shit now. But you know what I'm saying? But at this, it's like, yo, when you go through that, if that was truly the case, Like you said earlier, know your wife.
Know your wife.
If you know you did not do that, I would say go, you got to plead your case. But can you plead your case without dropping Dom?
I don't think you there's anything you can
do. You don't have to drop Dom for the world to know. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to do it like, yo,
but to, because you sending it, me but, home. But because it went out on social media, you might have to.
Yeah.
You might have to. Because now you've been humiliated, not just socially, but also through your job. Because now it's affecting your money. It's affecting your livelihood. It's affecting everything.
Yeah, because there's a good-ass chance the Rockets is going home tonight.
It's a great chance they going home tonight. I don't see them winning tonight. Like, I'm being 100% honest. Like, if I was a betting man on gambling for basketball games or any type of game, I would not bet on Houston tonight. And if they win, hey, more power to them. But at the end of the day, was he going to play also? That's the other thing. Because the team would have been benching him.
Because he didn't play game three.
He would have been benched. So either way, no matter how this looks, I think, and as we close this session on this, is it's more so a bigger issue for him and his wife and his marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and I think with them having kids also, and it sounds like it clearly isn't the first time, because as the wife put it out there, you reap what you sow. So it
sounds like that's not a first time response. That's not a first time
cash. I think when you do something and your wife reacts or says something to it and it's that subtle, it's like, bro, you've been here before, you know?
You knew you was wrong, but you asked for it, baby.
But here's the other thing, too, that I was just trying to, and I know I just said we close this up, is like,
but
we don't know, we still don't know what it was. Like, she could have been bringing him Lord knows what, you know? Like, he met her, like, hey, yo, can y'all get some COVID tests, whatever, something. It could be something. We don't know. We ain't going to speculate. We not saying allegedly because we don't know anything. And I just feel like, we need more.
I mean, it's
more
good shit. It's good
conversation.
It's good shit to talk about because, like you said, do you take the L if you truly did not do this? Do you take the L?
The L's gonna be taken no matter what.
But what I'm saying is, do you take that L and say
if it's somebody else's?
If it's somebody else's, knowing that you married with kids at home, and now she's finding out from ESPN that your husband is being sent home for cheating.
The struggle is real on that.
Like, what do you do in that situation? Because do you rat your teammate out? Because now, you know, your teammate, you know, it's all about, do I trust my teammate? So, or is it, yo, my marriage, fuck y'all, my marriage come first.
I don't think,
or
he don't have no way around it. It's such
a compound situation. Yeah. He's fucked all around. There's no other way to put it. Bro. Hopefully he figured that shit out. It's good, you know, it's good conversation right now with shit. But speaking of that, not even speaking of that, just to kind of switch it around, just on some mad shit, when it comes to not necessarily the marriage part of it, me and you and our crew is OGs when it comes to... Damn, I'm a little firm.
It's all right. I got you.
My fault. But when it come to our crew, when it come to meeting new niggas, we the OGs of our crew. So when the girls bring new niggas around and shit, we the OGs of the shit, right?
True.
Yo, are you getting tired of meeting new niggas, though?
I really don't care for it. I'm going to be 100. Like, and let me be completely honest. And also, it's not straying any of the line sisters or wives away. But regardless of us being OGs or whatever we want to call it, I just don't care. And I don't care for the fact of meeting someone either that's on trial for a relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
Or forcefully feeling like I need to meet this new guy because he's potential husband or hubby. Cool. Like, I get it. It's going to happen. I'm all here for it. I think it just needs to happen naturally and not be forced. And it's nothing against our wives.
It ain't nothing against the dudes.
But certain situations don't need to be the, hey, I'm going to bring him out and try him out around the crew or see how he mixes with the guys. That, for me, sometimes can seem a little forced. And it also doesn't set homie up for success. Because now y'all grilling him. And then we like, oh, nigga, you the fourth nigga to come around. Or you like, or all right, fam, let's see if you work out.
Yeah.
You know? And it's cool because the husbands know, and not every husband in the crew may feel this way, but I'm speaking specifically for myself. When it comes down to it, okay, cool, nice to meet you, keep it moving. I might start up a conversation, but after that, however you take it is how you take it. And I'm the type of person, yeah, if I don't vibe with you off jump, nah, fam, I'm good. It's, cool, when I see you, it's okay, what's good, fam? All right, good seeing you. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yo, I think that, yo, you drop some real shit right there. Like, I ain't even gonna hold you on that because... It, I don't know. Like it just gotta be organic because it's not difficult for men to bond as it is for women. Because we can just bond over sports, women, and shit. That's it. For real, you know what I'm saying?
In life.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you can start a conversation off talking about sports, women in life, and that's it. Not saying I gotta be your best friend and shit.
Facts, absolutely.
You know, but it at least could be cordial where I'm not looking like, man, this motherfucker here, yo. It's one of those, like you said, it gotta be organic. I think when the women try to be like, well, he likes football, sit with him. Like, no, niggas. Cause you said you a Giants fan, right?
Yeah.
So you sit me next to a nigga who's a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Nigga, get the fuck away from me.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be around you. We ain't got shit to talk about because we're sports wise, we enemies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that with that shit, it is Yo, sometimes it's just so forced that all parties know that it's forced, mm-hmm. and now it's just an ugly scene.
It's more so set up in a situation of like, this is my friend. I want you to be friends with my friend so bad that this friend is cool with you. And it's like, I get that. And you know, we've all been there where that one friend is trying to force the new friend on you, right?
Of course.
But in marriage, it's set up to where it's, this is my friend, and now this is her guy or her husband. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like Sonny said, it's got to be organic. When it's not organic, then it's like, all right, I'm just tolerating a nigga.
I'm way too old to just be tolerating niggas, first and foremost. Like, I'm too old for that shit, yo. Like, I'm not. If I don't bang with you, I don't bang with you. But if I do bang with you, I bang with you to the death for real. But I don't like it. Cause then also when y'all break up, then y'all telling me to break up with the nigga. But what if I fuck with him?
Absolutely.
What if I fuck with him?
Happened a number of times.
Yeah, like I fuck with the nigga, but times. Because y'all broke up because whatever, because you ain't had that whop. You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta break up with this dude because you ain't had a whop or whatever the fuck the case may be and shit. Like, come on, man. Like, it's people that, you know, I'm getting blocked on social media by niggas that was fucking with you because y'all start fucking with each other. Yeah. I ain't had shit to do with that.
It's the other way around, too. Like, at the end of the day, like, okay, cool. You don't want to be cool with homegirl? All right, you don't have to be. But then it's like one of those things where, and from a man's perspective, I'm not forcefully trying to be cool with him, and I have no problem building relationships but associate shits with another man to say, all right, cool, bro. We're going to build something off of our ladies having a situation. And I don't mind bonding with you when it comes time to do so. But at the end of the day, I will say this. We can build something in regards to you got an interest, I got an interest, cool. When we see each other, we can talk. But outside of that, if that's all it is every time, then it's a waste of time. And then I gotta feel like, oh, I gotta shoot the shit with you now because you're over here or our wives are together. 100%, ladies, sometimes it ain't cool. Check in with your man first and find out what it is. Your man might not tell you because he's like, I want to make you happy. I want to make you feel good. But over time, he's going to be like, yo, such and such is a derelict. Or some weird ass shit that comes out. Like, yo, I can't. He's a poo putt. I can't really mess with him. I'm not fucking with him.
And ladies, another thing. Please do not throw another nigga on your nigga without warning your man first. You see what I'm saying? Like, I had I had a situation where one of my wife's friends brought a dude to my house, and I didn't know he was coming.
Got you.
So and
you weren't informed.
I wasn't informed.
Were you the only dude in the house at the time?
Yeah, which is fine because I'm in my house, so I can go in the basement.
I'm
going to speak to the ladies and all that, but if y'all start talking y'all dick talk or whatever the fuck y'all talk about dealing with y'all, you know how women be talking and shit. Like, I'm going to go down the basement and chill. So now I got to find a way to entertain somebody that I didn't even know was fucking coming. Good.
And you don't know him. No relation.
I don't know him.
Never met him before.
Good night, Irene. You hear me? You hear me? So it's like, so that shit happened, right? And, you know, main man come in my house and shit. And
sat on your couch and shit.
He sat on the couch and pissed on my toilet and shit. He come to my house. And for one, like I said, I didn't know he was coming. Kiana say she ain't know he was coming either. Which, I don't know. I ain't here to say.
It is what it is. He was already in the house.
Nigga, you here now. So, you know, so it's just us two and all these women and all these kids and shit. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, he's not talking. I don't know if I gotta go above and beyond to make somebody else.
You had to take the lead.
Like, if I'm coming in your house, do you feel like, who do you feel should take the lead if I'm walking into your house? Do you feel automatically that you got to take the lead on that? Or do I at least have to meet you halfway?
So I think it's 50-50. Halfway, yes, I'm going to say. Here's
why,
though.
All right, let's go.
One, especially when I don't know you I didn't know you were coming. Cool. I'm like, oh, what's going on, fam? I'm Calvette. This is my house. Whatever the case is.
Right, right.
You want to drink something. But if I didn't even know you were there and I came downstairs, I'm like, so who's this nigga? And nothing is said. There was no introduction.
Right.
Then I'm kind of like, okay, cool. Nobody introduced you. So how important are you? That's what I'm also thinking in my head.
True.
Nobody introduced you. Why, you know, how important are you? On top of that.
And you ain't get warned by your lady that he was coming.
So I'm kind of looking at my lady like, we miscommunicating? What did I miss? You know, I want to find out there. But then the other side of it is also like, all right, so now I got to open up to fam. If I open up to you and then it doesn't feel reciprocated, then I'm like, all right, cool. Keep fam over there. Keep him on the couch with the kid. Let him sit in the kiddie section.
That's basically what it felt like. Get that nigga a party
bag. He be all right.
I'm
good. And I keep it moving. Like you said, women are going to talk about what they want. So as a man, I'm going to step away to the side, let them do what they're doing. But if he's coming into my house and then needs attention, that's where it's like you lost me.
It's so difficult because it's like the ladies want us to bond with their dudes. However,
our ladies want their guys. Our wives' girlfriends want their husbands to be bonded with us.
Because, I mean, one, we the OGs of the shit, at least in our crew, at least in our group. And they kind of, but also with us, it's a little different because, one, we both had relationships with everybody involved in the crew. So the initiation phase is a lot different.
It's a lot different
for us than it was for them.
And even in this COVID era, if you meeting one of the sisters in this COVID era, you're not getting the same look. That same third degree. But at the same time, hey, I understand you coming in at different times, so it looks a little different. Some of the sisters aren't giving you the third degree because they like, oh, well, whatever. Like, you here now. If you here now at this point in time, make it happen. But if not.
But it's just like, but back to, like I said, the nigga come to my house and shit, and he's sitting down. He on his phone the whole time. And, you know, I'm down in the basement. I'm putting together the seesaw for JoJo.
Putting together a seesaw.
I'm putting the seesaw for JoJo Flash and shit. And my wife called me upstairs like, yeah, I just ordered this food, blah, blah, blah. All right, bet. I'm going back downstairs. I'm going to finish doing what I'm doing. She called me back up a half hour later and was like, Yeah, the food is, you didn't pick the food up yet? They calling me, they saying the food ready. I said, oh shit, bet. So I put my mask on, get ready to go. And she like, you not gonna take yo with you? I was like, damn, I forgot nigga was here because he ain't dat me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
he was already on your couch.
He was already, but I guess because I was in the basement and he was in the living room. You know what I'm saying? The dap wasn't there. Damn. So I'm like, shit, this nigga fucking up all around, man. What the fuck? Or maybe I'm just different. And that could be me because, I mean, my way of thinking ain't the only way. But, you know, so I take him with him. I take him with me and shit. And first red flag I saw was my man ain't put no mask on the whole time.
So he got up in the car.
Got up in the whip.
Went outside, got up in the car, no mask.
No mask. COVID, so I'm looking like, what the fuck? Yo. Cool. What the fuck is going on here? Like, how you not? You know, so now I got a little boy to dude and be like, all right, well, you sit in the car. You know what I'm saying? So I got, you know, damn near had to pat him on the top of his head like a dog and shit. Like, yo.
Make sure the engine running.
Nobody. Yeah, yo, keep the engine running, yo. You know what I'm saying? And then we get back and we get the food. We come back. We talk a little bit about sports and shit. So, mm-hmm. I mean.
What was that conversation like, though?
I mean, I had to start it.
Right. Were you also the one that kept it going? Or
of course. I kept it going because I like the sports feedback because okay. I'm an avid sports fan. So
what was he talking about when it was his time? What was he saying?
I mean, he was talking some shit that, you know, made me want to respond to him because ain't nothing like having a sports conversation It's just one word answers. It's no dialogue. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
He had some conversation
to him. So it was like, all right, so now we at, okay, the first, you had a negative because you ain't come in with the mask. But then you added some dialogue to the sports. So now we even again.
You got a couple points. You're on the scoreboard.
Now you even and shit, okay. Right? You know what I mean? So we chatting it up. We doing our thing. Everything cool with that. So ain't no beef for real. We get back in the house. And my wife asked him a simple question. She said, do you like dark or light? So now, let's stop right there. If a woman or man, you're in their house, and they ask you, do you like dark or light? What do you say?
So me personally, I'm going to say, what do you have?
You're a vet.
I'd like to know what type of dark you have, what type of white light you have. So I go from there. But if I know what I'm already possibly, because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to a kid's birthday party, I'm already in that mode of I'm drinking something.
Right.
Specifically what I want, I'm going to say it. And if you don't have it, cool. Then I'm be like, what you got? I'll go from there. But I'm never going to be like, I'm not drinking because it's a kid's party too.
Right. So, but what's besides I'm not drinking, I think the second worst thing you can say is I don't know.
Wow.
How the fuck you don't know? If I'm asking you,
how old was this dude you were saying?
I don't.
Because he wasn't a young dude. Was he in his 20s?
I think he's around our age. So that's what made it worse for me because you were in our age.
Gotcha.
So your indecisiveness of what you drink. I would have rather him say, I drink whatever for real. I would have rather that because then that leads to that next question of what do you have?
True.
You know what I'm saying? Because I could say I got Henny, I got Patron, I got Casamigos, I got Maker's Mark.
Got you.
You pick whatever because you drink whatever.
Yeah.
But don't tell my wife, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then you see the Henny and you go for the Henny.
You should have gave that nigga a Capri Sun with the yellow.
Yo, skull, I would have known that would have happened, I definitely would have gave him a Kool-Aid Jammer. off the rip. Kool-Aid Jammers for you all night.
Get that nigga a Capri Sun, yo. Yeah, sit your ass in the corner with the kids.
Come on,
again,
man. Yo, the ball
you
pit
fucked
is,
up again, B.
The ball pit is lit. Go jump with them niggas, man. But
fucked up again.
But I mean, I don't know, maybe just meeting new people with COVID, the social interaction is different because, you know, it's just
I ain't gonna lie, before all this shit, that was me. So I ain't even worry. I ain't gonna hold
it's me niggas, too, because I
certain
mean
niggas, certain it's a timing thing, and it's all
but I'm glad I'm glad I hear that from you, because my wife makes it seem like I'm just being so difficult. Bro, or not, I'm just such a
bro. You're not on that boat alone, my man.
What's the word? How could I phrase this? She make it seem like I'm just like the Don Dada of the shit. Mm-mm. But I'm not. I kind of match your energy. You know what I'm saying? And one way I can match your energy off the break before we even speak is the way you fucking dap me up.
That's the truth.
The dap
will let you know. The dap is significant of the formal professional handshake.
Tell them.
So if you come in into my house and it's like, oh, what's going on? I'm such and such. And you get that dap, you know what it is. Just like you going to a job interview, you're not giving that weak ass handshake.
Yeah, don't give me no weak ass. I want to hear that. I want to hear that pat.
What's going on, fam?
I want that pop.
It don't gotta be too aggressive and strong. Don't try to pull me in, cause we ain't cool.
We ain't cool.
Like, you need to do all that, but you know that. All right, keep it moving.
We not cool enough where you pull me in and then like, you hit me. You do the hug.
Don't try to tap me on the back, nigga. No,
just give me the
from a distance, six feet, B. You know my hand is already extended. Just dap and keep it moving.
Yeah, but give me that dap right there. We take it from there, yo. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting older. I don't know what the fuck it is. But at the same time, y'all, like that, the dap is vital. That's first thing first. First and foremost, I'm going to let y'all know now, the dap is more essential than what people is making out to be. And then for those that are saying that, y'all niggas is silly. Y'all all know the dap is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? The dap is essential to everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, come on, man. No whack daps no more, man. Like, cut that shit out, man. The fuck out. Like, dap me up like you would want somebody to shake your hand if you the manager at your job, man. Like, don't give me no weak ass shit. Cause to me, I ain't gonna lie, maybe I'm reaching, but to me, that would be like a sign of disrespect if you gave me a weak ass dap. Especially that shit slimy. Like, if your hands is wet, they'll be like, hold.
Because for all that, like, you can just give me a pound.
Just give me the pound, man. Like we could do a whole episode alone.
But some people take the pound too as disrespect. But right now with this COVID shit, I'd be cool with it.
I would definitely elbow bump the shit out you.
You know, fist bump. Like, cool, my nigga.
But I would definitely elbow bump the shit out you instead of trying to give you a handshake and your fucking hands is fucking wet. Like, you just fucking dipped your hand in some fucking water before you came to me.
Maybe the nigga was nervous, man.
Well, then just fist bump me then, yo. Even fist bump me and elbow me for
maybe
real.
Maybe he was like, nervous around all the women and it being
women
around
do that. Women, the women that we hang with, yeah.
I could
see you getting nervous on that shit, man. But I mean, yo. So before we end this shit.
Yep.
You got Lakers, Rockets tonight. Game 5. Who you rolling with?
I already told you. It's a wrap. Lakers definitely winning this. And we just need to hurry up and move forward and just watch.
So you got, all right, so
Clippers and the Lakers.
So they're, okay, so boom. We got
Miami and the Celtics.
You got Miami and the Celtics. Who you rolling with on that?
It's tough, yo. My man Jimmy Butler and them been balling. But the way that I could see these matchups, I ain't going to lie. My man Kemba went to Rice High School with me, so
yeah.
You know, I got
to go. Shout out to Kemba Walker.
I got to go to Celtics on that one. My Rice brothers wouldn't let me lay that down. Miami is balling, but because my
what's
man
what's the
Kemba
name? Yo, league, your man Kemba Walker got a, I don't know. I think he has to go UConn Kemba Walker on this.
He
got to
be cardiac Kemba. No,
I need him to be the UConn step back against Pittsburgh Kemba Walker.
But here's the thing, right? Kemba can't do it alone. Like
it's
gonna take all three of them: Kemba, Tatum, and Brown, and they bench. Smart has been playing phenomenal, but at the end of the day, the way that Miami's been playing, Hero.
Duncan Robinson, Butler, Bam Adebayo.
Bam playing, and who the other white boy that's the shooter?
That's Duncan Robinson.
No, it's the other dude, too.
Oh, Dragic?
Hero, them dudes is balling. They shooting threes like crazy, so it's going to be, that first game is going to show us what shit really look like.
But like I said, I gotta go with the Celtics. And out of the West, I don't know, man. I'm just looking for a good series.
Yo, for good me, I need Bron
to go at Kawhi, and Kawhi definitely to go at Bron.
I want.
I don't
want
to see nobody switching off on D.
Stop switching off. I don't want to see Alex. I don't want to see Alex Caruso against Kawhi.
I don't want to see Bron talking about it's an injury. He cramping up. None of that. Bron, go at his neck. Bron, go at his neck.
I need you to be. I need all these teams to be sharp, like a Jalen Rose shape up for real.
Listen, like you know my boy, like my brother-in-law say. The Bron sexuals, y'all gonna have to get out of y'all feelings, cause it's a possibility that Kawhi might get at him. But at the end of the day, Bron is looking for this chip. So I'm just looking for a good game, man.
For a good time, man. I'm glad sports is around right now. You got football season, whether it's college football, NFL, basketball. Like, it's a good time for us right now.
It's also different. We ain't gonna
different. Oh, it's different as shit.
Different.
Oh, not even. Yeah, it's different as shit. You know what I mean? But I'm just glad that shit sports is around right now. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? We gonna cut this time short because my wife just texted me like, when you wrapping this shit up? I think your phone buzzing too and shit. You know what I mean?
About to take that job back to the district.
You already know what it is, man. Shout out my man Calvet as always. It's a pleasure.
Next time, y'all.
You already know what it is.